is Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com.
I don't know if you've been following, because little by little we're hearing, you know, little like blurbs about, will travel come back into fold? Will people be able to travel and do so freely and not be worried? Well, the cruising industry has taken a wallop of a hit.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure.
And they started to roll it out a little bit in England, in European countries right now. They're rolling out a little bit, but North American countries are not. And they have all kinds of no sail restrictions because of the CDC right now.
Okay.
So part of the discussion is, could they do this if they were to try to get them back on the water by October 31st?
Do you know, like, the measures they're taking to make it safe?
Yeah. Number one, everybody has to get tested before they get on the ship.
Okay.
In Europe, they're getting tested if they get off and get back on. So you literally have to do another COVID test. Yeah.
I'm surprised there's even excursions. I would think they'd make you stay on the ship.
But what they're saying now is, like, if they do decide to do our North American cruise lines, then they would just go to their own islands, those manufactured, like,
okay,
you know, they've got Coba Cay or whatever they're called.
Yeah,
you know,
there's not
I mean?
Really other civilians.
No, there won't
around.
Be any stops on other countries, you know, ports.
Okay.
They would cut almost in half, if not more, the number of passengers.
Mm-hmm.
They would mandate everybody wears masks.
Even when you're sunbathing?
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like a disaster.
That will look horrible. Just horrible. What were some of the other ones? I mean, basically things that you would expect, but the big one was, I was thinking to myself, is like, wow, I mean, if you get off and get back on, you have to do another test. They're going to make the staff be in quarantine. They get tested like 2 weeks out, and then they have to be in quarantine the week before. Mm-hmm. And then they cannot go anywhere once they're on the ship. So
it sounds, get tested a week
before.
Okay.
And then they're in quarantine.
Okay. That makes sense.
And on the ship, and then they can't go anywhere.
Yes. So I think getting off the ship is a huge risk, but also I think about all the food and like the communal style.
Well, they won't do buffets anymore.
Okay.
Buffets will be served.
Huh.
I guess you would sit there kind of like, like a sloth, and go, I want that and that and that and that and that and that and that. And someone's going to run around and get you all of those things. It just seems, it's not the cruising experience. So is it something you would want to do? Cruising is kind of just like free for all. You know what I mean? That's what it was designed for.
It really is. You can be really cozy on a cruise as it is, like too close for comfort with a lot of strangers.
Right.
I've felt that way going on cruises.
Oh, the other thing, they were going to shorten no more than 10 days on any cruise line. You know, some of them do these 2 week, even like 3 week excursions, but nothing longer than 10 days.
What good does that do?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? If you're on it, you're on it. But I do worry about people getting off and then not getting tested again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless, like you said, unless they're on their little deserted islands.
And I feel bad for the people like in the theaters and doing the shows and stuff. I mean, what happens to their life as they know it? Because already they're worked so hard. But what happens now if it's fewer staff, you know?
Well, yeah, you think about any performing group.
Name one.
For instance, Aladdin's cast on the Disney Cruise Line.
There you go.
I really liked the gypsy. I'm worried about him.
Is there a gypsy in Aladdin? I don't think so.
Genie.
I don't know what Aladdin you saw.
The gypsy. Okay. All right. Anyways.
We were on a really bad cruise, to be honest. It was not a Disney cruise.
It was a knockoff.
The Aladdin was a knockoff. And the gypsy actually was the genie.
But
it was very confusing.
The ice cream was endless. And that's all that matters.
So let's do this. Let's come back and let's talk about what other people had to say. Because, boy, we put that out on Facebook. You all had opinions.
Woo-hoo.
Cruising or not cruising? All right, we'll set sail when we come back. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
Okay, October 31st, supposedly. Cruise ships in North America might be able to set sail again. We had a little conversation about how things would change. You know, there are going to be fewer people. Mm-hmm. You have to be tested constantly. There would be other restrictions as well that deal with no ports to stop in, no buffets. I mean, it goes
shorter
on.
Trips.
Shorter yeah. trips, that kind of thing. So we threw it on Facebook. We were curious. Would you, October 31st and beyond, would you book a cruise? Mm-hmm. Would you be ready to go? Here's
People
what you
ate this up.
They did. Here's what you had to say on our Facebook pages.
Carol cracks me up. She said, remember the part at the beginning when people couldn't leave the ships? So, nope.
Uh-huh. Ruth says, not to mention, there's nowhere to go. Most of the usual ports are closed to U.S. citizens right now, so no.
Denise is funny. So, I think people are really passionate about cruises, like one way or the other, mm-hmm. in general. Mm-hmm. She's like, I didn't feel confident about going on a cruise before the virus, so no.
Okay. Lori says, nope, no, nada, not a chance.
Then we have a few people that are already scheduled.
Very passionate.
They have rescheduled their cruises for either November or I see one for January. One is waiting to hear the date.
Oh.
They're going.
Sherilyn says, definitely. I'd even take the inoculation. Once it's proven safe, I'll take the test. I'll wear my mask. I'll let them serve me from the buffet.
Abby said, nope. My biggest fear is someone on the boat tests positive and then I'm stuck on the boat.
Yeah, a lot of opinions. So many no's. I got to be honest. Probably many more no's.
Wow. Yeah. Yes.
Cinda said, no, I don't think so. It's still too soon for me, at least. I'll wait it out for a little longer. I have children, grandchildren to enjoy. If I need to get to water, I'll go to a nice hotel right. with all the accommodations. Bring my own sand, palm tree, music, and a cabana boy who can make margaritas for me. Open invite, too, if you all want to go. Love you, Cinda.
That's a good point, though. Just, I mean, go to a beach. Also, my thought is, if these cruise lines can't fill the cruise, are they going to be dirt cheap and then people will come out of the woodwork to get on the cruise?
I think so. But the other problem is the cruise industry is tanking. I mean, they really need to get a little life pumped back into mm-hmm. them. So this is really about the only chance they have. So mm-hmm. would you feel confident enough that they need you so badly that they're taking all the precautions?
Sure, they'll be very safe about it. But I wasn't too comfortable on cruises beforehand.
Because?
Because they're cozy. You are close with a lot of strangers.
See, I love that kind of thing. Yeah, right. In fact, October 31st, I've got my first one booked.
No way.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Take care of your candy corn teeth at North Star Family Dental.
Yeah, go there or your teeth will look like candy corn.
Exactly.
But I do love candy corn.
I do too.
Anyways, 'tis the season. Happy fall.
Happy fall.
This past Tuesday was the first day of fall.
It felt so good this week.
I love this weather.
I do too. It just doesn't last long enough.
Makes me want to throw on my boots and my neck scarf and
oh yeah.
Look like a basic, you know what.
Hoochie? No.
B.
Okay.
Okay. But it is fall, and I just wanted to educate you all on some ways that our world changes in the fall, aside from just the leaves.
So this is scientific, is what
you
you're saying.
You know what? I wouldn't even describe it as that.
Is it social?
It's just like weird
society.
Things.
Society.
Yeah.
Do you even know
okay,
what it is
this
you're
going to
tell me
about? This is okay. by Reader's Digest, and oh. Brandon Spector wrote this.
Oh, Laughter in Real Life. Yeah, all the Reader's Digest things.
So yeah, exactly. September 14th, 2020. So this is updated, but this title is really misleading. So let me just read off some stats that are in this article.
Okay.
About fall. Kind okay. of interesting.
Okay.
Did you know squirrels get smarter?
In fall?
In the fall.
Because they're hiding nuts?
Yes, because they're actively hiding nuts. But this is kind of funny. 15% increase in the size of their hippocampus. Their
Wait,
brain.
Squirrels have big heads in the fall.
Their brain. Apparently.
I know, but that would make their head bigger, right?
I don't think it works that way.
What?
I think maybe.
Have you seen a squirrel's hat?
We need to
In the up. Summer and in the fall. Very different. They have a little adjustable ball cap and they are one notch smaller in the summer. And then they can't even put it on in fall.
It's amazing. You're really smart. Really smart. Okay. Fall babies are better students.
Wait.
So children that were born in September through December are more likely to excel, according to the UK Department of Education.
Maybe in the UK. I don't believe that.
I don't either.
No. I mean, you're a
nerd,
yeah.
And I'm a March baby.
Right.
And I know some ding-dongs that were born.
Exactly. I don't know about that one.
I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm always kidding. Fall babies are more likely to live longer.
Really?
Yes. So they're more likely to be into their hundreds if they're born during the fall season.
Nana's going to be 86 in a week. She's a Libra. She was born in October.
That makes a lot of sense.
I know.
I want that woman's longevity.
She's something.
Holy moly. Okay. This is really interesting, something I did not know. So fall leaf colors, they're actually within the leaf all year round.
Oh.
But it's the chlorophyll, that chemical that gives the leaves its vivid green color. It kind of surrounds the actual color. And in the fall, it diminishes. The sunlight in the fall diminishes, causing the chlorophyll to break down. And it lets the plant's hidden red, yellow, and orange hues shine through.
They're always there.
Why didn't they teach me this in elementary school?
Because you were not a fall baby,
that's
honey.
That's true.
You were a little simple.
I wasn't listening. Okay, that makes sense. Global warming could also affect fall foliage. And the grand finale, you ready for this? Sex drive spikes in the fall. Thank you for the sound effects. That was accurate.
Spike in the fall.
Apparently, testosterone levels in both men and women spike higher in autumn than at any other time of the year. As a result, sex drive increases and men will find women even more attractive. Wait, this is men. Men will find women even more. What about the women?
Well, when does that ever matter?
That's true. I don't know, but the dark hair on my legs is telling me that my testosterone is peaking.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Diet Pepsi.
We love our puppies.
We do.
We do. I love them probably more than you do. I'll be honest.
All right. We're not throwing jabs here. You're a great dog mom.
I am like a total dog mom.
You are a total. Those are your babies.
I know.
You know.
I know.
They have replaced me, but that's a story for another day. So anyways.
Ouch.
Carry on.
So here's something really interesting. So they did a little research to find out just what it means to your puppies that you are in their lives. And I think this is so adorable. This was a study conducted by Canine Cottages, which is a site for booking dogs. Mm-hmm. I guess you can book them into your own place, whatever. Anyway, it's based out of the UK, so maybe people get hotels for their dogs. No, I think they get hotels for their dogs, something like that. Anyway,
they really love their dogs.
That's not why we care about this story. We really don't. Okay. As it turns out, receiving positive attention from their owners makes a huge difference in the heart rate of their dogs. They actually put heart rate monitoring collars on dogs and track them for a week. Mm-hmm. And they found out, for example, when a human said, "I love you," to a dog, the dog's heart rate went a little higher, 67 beats to 98 beats per minute, an increase of 46%.
Huh.
Researchers also observed that the dog's heart rate would rise about 10% when they saw their human after being separated for a period of time.
I'm sure.
So cute. But look, if you cuddle your puppies, there is a decrease in their heart rate, just like
a human.
Yes, like a human needs that kind of like nurturing and cuddling.
We relax.
From 67 beats per minute to 52, a 23% decrease just by being cuddled.
A little snuggle. Excuse me, question.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. I was reading my study. I couldn't look at you. Go ahead, please.
So, have they ever considered that the heart rate might go up when the owner comes home because they're like, oh, shoot, I got into the trash can. I'm about to get
interesting. Very
schmacking.
Interesting. No, this is based on love. Next question.
Okay, so do you think dogs really know that you're saying, I love you?
It has been proven in scientific studies based on four dogs, and this was a week of wearing one collar. So correct, this is scientific, and yes, they know everything there is to know.
Yeah, that's the source of truth we're looking for. Because you could say I love you like in a really angry tone, and
oh, I see what you're saying.
I love you.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like the way you talked to me growing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or yeah. I love you.
Do you know what that did to my heart? You have no idea. It's Sean and Sid.
From the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Medicaldaily.com, Sydney. One of your favorite reads, I know. Mm-hmm. They did a study and thought it was really interesting. Trying to decipher, they used 400 people, fill out a survey about the time that they spend with family and friends. What do you do, right? How it makes them feel at mm-hmm. that time. Generally, people rated things like eating, relaxing, socializing, highly enjoyable, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
People were far more likely, though, to be doing those fun activities with a friend rather than a partner or their family.
What?
What they found is that those things that people feel like are the most fun portions of their life, the things that are something they look forward to, are not the things they are wow. doing with their family or their spouse. The stuff with their family and spouse is considered
kind of mundane,
obligatory,
regular,
kind of mundane, that kind of thing. So why would they think hanging out with their friends is so fun? Because they're not doing those things with their family.
Interesting.
Because
I can totally see that.
I think a lot of what happens is you go through life, you know, just having to be, you know, doing your day-to-day stuff. And then all of a sudden, maybe a girlfriend calls and said, hey, you want to go to a movie? Or do you want to go meet for happy hour mm-hmm. or whatever? And this isn't something you're allowed to do in your day-to-day just because you're trying to be an adult and raise your family and be there for your husband right. or whatever the case is.
It's spontaneous.
Right.
It's an activity that you maybe wouldn't do all the time.
And you let your guard down.
But, okay, so let's say you go to yoga. You okay. go to yoga with your spouse or you go to yoga with your best friend. Are they saying, like, same activity, but you would have more fun with a best friend?
No. Really interesting. You thought yet a layer deeper than the researchers, but that's good. I think what they're saying is we tend not to do the things that would be considered permissible and fun.
Okay.
Because we're doing the things that we feel we have to do if we're doing, you know, the family, the, mm-hmm. you know, all those duties. We're not allowing ourselves to do silly, fun things. So I think the whole point of the study is like, allow yourself to go
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, do those fun things. Are you saying do it with friends? Or are you saying do it with your family?
Do it with
too?
Your family and
yeah,
see.
Shake
if,
it up.
I think what happens is you get into that rut that you're not trying to do the things that make you happy because you're feeling like you have to do the things you have to do.
It's such a routine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think friends are kind of looked at as that getaway.
And then that probably breeds resentment mm-hmm. to some degree. Mm-hmm. It's like, you have so much fun with everybody else but me. You do goat yoga with everybody else but me. How many men would like to do goat yoga? Hand in
exactly.
the air.
Exactly.
Hand in the air.
Maybe they don't want to do it.
See? You want to do goat yoga with everybody else but me, right?
Have you ever heard a husband say that? I think they're fine to sit on the couch and watch football.
I think so, too. It's Sean and Sid.
Welcome back. We are brought to you by Get a Chew Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
So this past week, there was a post by Washington Post, and I'm sure it was all over, you know, other news outlets, but a new digital clock has been unveiled on Manhattan's Union Square
mm-hmm.
that promises to tell you the exact moment or the exact amount of time, I should say, that the world has left before there's an irreversible climate event.
Some catastrophic event.
Yes. And to be very honest, I kind of like, I saw this post being reposted by other people and I got the gist of it. I didn't click to look at the actual numbers that are on the side of this building. We're talking like 7 years.
We only have 7 years left?
7 years, 102 days, and this was posted a little while ago.
Yes, I won't have to pay off my mortgage. Yes! Oh, I'm sorry. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, you might not, but you won't be able to breathe, so that's fine. No, but really, this is, I think it is such a wake-up call and super interesting.
Well, it's interesting because your generation is more adept to looking into things like this and what humans can do mm-hmm. to try to circumvent and stop what could be a climate change that's not able to be stopped, you know, that's not reversible.
Right.
And some of the things, I know you and your girlfriends talk about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about recycling and things like that.
We do. I mean, this countdown is specific to the carbon budget.
Right.
So I guess it is an estimate. We'll throw that out there. And I will also say I am no expert whatsoever
right.
and probably way too carefree about my choices regarding waste. So, but yeah, it was interesting. It got passed around through my group chat with my college friends, and they started rambling about, you know, what they're doing to make a difference. Like, for instance, not using K-cups, using reusable makeup wipes, bringing reusable grocery bags to the store, produce bags. Just like little things.
I should mention, you went to Ohio State. So it's not like you have all your girlfriends that live like out in you know, the West Coast or whatever.
We all live the same college experience.
Right.
I definitely think I could do better. But thinking back, they all did. I wouldn't say all, but a lot of them recycled.
I was watching the other day and Al Roker, you know, the weather guy, mm-hmm. was talking about the depletion of the polar ice caps mm-hmm. and how much they have depleted, which is really sad just from the basis of, you know, all the animals that live there and such.
Right.
There's very little ice.
Right.
I mean, it's really going like at a huge rate. And what happens then is that the ocean's levels rise so exorbitantly. And then if you have something like a hurricane or a tropical storm, the water levels are all already so high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this perfect, horrible storm that just, you know, keeps happening.
It's a little crazy.
And a lot of people think this is just absolute farce and absolute conspiracy.
Yeah, we can throw that out there
too. So we don't have to get deep in the weeds over it. I'm not a political person. I really don't care. I do care about being alive in 7 years. Yes, I do care about that. So if there's something I can do right now to offset that,
right. That
makes sense to me.
And why not? Why? I guess.
Of course.
I guess
you're a selfish person, you should be wondering.
Right. I don't think that's political whatsoever. I think if there's experts that are saying this might be a concern, that there's something small you could do, myself included, because I'll be the first to say I have not been good at this. But to quantify it, to see a number that there's 7 years left before you know what's going to hit the fan, probably.
Right.
Whether it's fires or droughts, etc., things that are really noticeable and devastating. It's like, duh, why wouldn't
right.
you try to make an impact and like influence the people around you?
Well, because your generation thinks differently than a generation that was just going through life, kind of living life.
Yeah.
You know, living the good life.
I wouldn't denounce other generations though, too. I think maybe they didn't have the data. But I tell you what, seeing
seven
the number
years.
Seven and I'm thinking, I want to have children eventually and they have a good life.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would mean marriage. Can you wait until after that? Because marriages are really expensive, and I think like, the parents of the bride have to pay a little more. So if you can wait, like...
How did the issue of global warming get like brought back to you?
Because it should. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they tattoo there. But you can talk to them about it next time you're there.
Well, they do a lot of other great things.
They have wonderful pampering, but tattoo on your butt, maybe not so much.
No, maybe not. But someone that does know a guy would be Hillary Duff's husband. He just got a tattoo on his hiney of Hillary's name.
It says Hillary on it or Duff?
That could make a big difference. He went with Hillary, which is way more romantic, if you ask me. Then Duff on your
why didn't she get one
bum.
On her tuchus?
Maybe she did and she didn't post it to Instagram. If you're interested, Google Hillary Duff's husband, hiney tattoo,
uh-huh.
and he posted it on his Instagram.
Another thing would be, if you're interested in that, please get a hobby.
I don't know about you, but I went and Googled it really quick.
I knew you would.
I was like, this is awesome. Okay, so this starts the conversation. I know a lot of couples... I wouldn't say a lot. I know a select few of couples that have tattoos
of
that
the
have
names of
specific
their...
names on their bodies somewhere. Maybe not a butt tattoo. Is that romantic?
On your butt? No, I don't think that's romantic. If you want to, like, be proud of me as your wife, then put it, like, on your chest or something.
It is weird. Or even, like, the thigh.
Why are you hiding it on your butt?
The thigh.
Was that a bad bet? Did he lose a bet?
I don't... They seem to be, like, making light of it. So I don't know if it was a joke, but the writing, the cursive that this hiney tattoo is in is very nice.
Well, good. But, again, but, we keep coming back to that. I can't imagine if you're really that proud of something and you want a tattoo, why do you hide it on your butt?
Am I right? I feel like it was a late night dare. She beat him in beer pong and he's like, all right, I'll get the butt tattoo. But I have seen a recent trend of husbands getting tattoos, like of initials on their ring finger.
I think women do it too. I think.
Yeah, some. Yeah. I know actually a couple hairstylists
that
have
They get initials.
It. Yeah. Yeah, because they don't want to wear their ring. But I was thinking, don't you think a tattoo is like such a permanent thing?
Yeah.
Why is it that, I mean, I feel like getting a tattoo on your finger is like,
they do it instead of getting rings though, right?
Right. Oh. Or they might have both.
Okay.
But I think that's such a statement. Isn't that weird?
So you like it?
I like it.
So you like a ring tattoo?
I like it.
Well, then why
not
just not get
going
it
anywhere.
On your forehead then? If you really, I mean, why you got to hide it behind a little ring band?
I'm going to tell my man to get a forehead tattoo.
If you're that proud, put it across your eyebrows.
Maybe I'll get one. Why? It would solve my unibrow problem.
Oh, right across the unibrow. Perfect. Brilliant.
You couldn't tell it apart.
All right. Well, whatever you do in a week until we talk to you again, whether it's a tattoo on your cheek, it's really no business of ours. Mm-mm. But we appreciate you following us. Keep posted because we're changing things left and right, but we want you to be a part of it. So we'll catch you here next week.
We appreciate you.